Less than a week after the Easter Sunday attacks in Sri Lanka, more violence in the country today. Authorities say they exchanged gunfire with suspects during an attempted raid. They also say they seized a cache of bomb-making explosives and an Islamic State flag during the operation. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the coordinated bombings on Easter Sunday that killed more than 250 people at churches and hotels. And tensions remain high today, especially in Sri Lanka's Muslim communities, where people are feeling the brunt of public anger over the attacks. Aurora Almondral has our story from Sri Lanka.
In Negumbo, many Muslim-owned shops are closed and families shut themselves indoors. Others say mobs of people came to their homes brandishing sticks or knives.
I think a group of people, more than 200, 300 people.
So the police have taken emergency measures. They've bussed Negumbo's Muslims, nearly 600 people, most of them Pakistani refugees, to a community center in a village an hour away.
So, you know, when I came from home, I have only this shirt on trouser. Lot of people like that. Babies are crying because baby don't have anything to eat.
Sayyir Ahmed is one of the people taking shelter in the community center. He says they don't have enough food or clothing. The authorities hope that taking the Muslims there would keep them safe. But when I arrived the next day, a couple dozen people were standing outside the gates of the compound, agitated and yelling at the Muslims inside.
So they are shouting too much. I didn't hear, but because they are speaking Sinhala.
They put up signs in Sinhalese and English that said, "We don't need Pakistanis here." The rain finally dispersed the crowd, but the police stayed on. They didn't know if the men would come back. Sayyir Ahmed says the anger directed at them over the terrorist attacks is misplaced.
We are innocent people. After this terrorist attack, what happened? The happen is that only innocent people died. So when innocent people died, so we all feel pain.
Most Sri Lankans are Sinhalese Buddhists. They're Hindu, Muslim, and Christian minorities, and they're Sri Lankan too. Javed Yusuf is a lawyer who works on human rights and conflict resolution. He's Muslim.
Sri Lanka has been, in my view, a model of coexistence and harmony for centuries. Muslims, Tamils, Christians, Buddhists all lived harmoniously. Unfortunately, after independence, we had a war.
For nearly 30 years, there was a brutal civil war here, but it was an ethnic conflict, not a religious one. It ended in 2009, but Muslims have been targeted since then.
There was a mosque which was attacked in 2012, and therefore there were several incidents.
And these are mostly sort of Buddhist extremists.
Exactly.
Buddhist extremist who espoused a nationalist ideology targeting Muslim and Christian Sri Lankans.
They started developing various myths and telling stories which put insecurity in the minds of the ordinary Buddhist people.
Like accusing Muslims of spraying women's clothes that they sold to Sinhalese Buddhists with some kind of anti-fertility chemical.
I mean, unbelievable stories.
And over the years, it has gone from hate speech to violence. Towns have erupted into riots with Sinhalese Buddhist mobs attacking Muslim businesses, houses, and mosques. Bhavani Fonseca, a researcher at the Center for Policy Alternatives, a think tank, says the Sri Lankan government has not done enough for Muslim and Christian minorities.
But the fact that the government was not able to arrest, detain, and prosecute perpetrators of religious violence is one of the reasons that there's been impunity and that people have been able to continue this kind of hate speech and attacks.
Now, Sri Lankan authorities have asked mosques to avoid Friday prayers, citing threats of retribution. And most mosques in Colombo heeded the warning today. But Dawatagaha Mosque in Colombo decided to go ahead with Friday prayers. Police and soldiers were stationed outside. Riyad Saleh is the chairman of the mosque.
The reason we are holding prayers is, that is our normal routine, we will have our prayers. And along with the prayers, we will be having a prayer for the victims who were killed during the bombing.
Who did the intelligence say might be attacking your mosque?
is the extremist, nobody else.
Javed Yusuf, the human rights lawyer, says that to prevent violence from spiraling, the Sri Lankan authorities have to enforce the rule of law for all forms of religious extremism, whether Muslim or Buddhist.
Hate speech has to be prevented because it has a way of distorting people's minds slowly till they do something drastic.
Yusuf says Sunday's attacks will make it much harder to tamp down religious tensions here.
So you have a lot of work ahead of you now after this.
Absolutely. You have a lot of work.
For The World, Aurora Almendral, Colombo, Sri Lanka.